Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, April 12th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Fallout, Video Game. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast that dives deep into the treasure trove of knowledge that is Wikipedia. Today, we're stepping into a world destroyed by nuclear war, exploring the post-apocalyptic wasteland of the critically acclaimed video game, Fallout. Fallout is an open-world, turn-based role-playing game developed and published by Interplay Productions in 1997. It's the first installment of the Fallout series, a franchise that has captivated gamers for decades with its gritty setting, complex narratives, and dark humor. But what is it about Fallout that has enthralled players for so long? Let's jump in and discover this gaming phenomenon. Now imagine a world ravaged by a global nuclear war, set in the 22nd century, but with a retro-futuristic 1950s vibe. This is the backdrop of Fallout. Players navigate this world as the Vault Dweller, tasked with the seemingly simple mission of finding a replacement for the broken water purification chip in their underground vault, Vault 13. Sounds easy enough, right? But as players soon find out, the wasteland is anything but forgiving. One of the striking features of Fallout is its special system, an acronym for the game's seven basic attributes: strength, perception, endurance, charisma, intelligence, agility, and luck. These stats influence various aspects of gameplay, from combat effectiveness to the ability to interact with other characters. Have you ever considered what your special stats would be in a real-life post-apocalyptic scenario? Food for thought. The game's open-world design allows for a non-linear approach to gameplay. You can explore the expansive world, and the choices you make significantly impact the story and the environment. With multiple endings available based on these choices, Fallout presents a deeply personalized experience. This brings up a fascinating question. Does the freedom of choice in a game like Fallout influence the way we make decisions in our own lives? The combat in Fallout utilizes a turn-based system, giving players time to contemplate their next move. This strategic component is a sharp contrast to the real-time action seen in many of today's RPGs. The combat is resolved using the Vault-Tec Assisted Targeting System, or VATS, which allows players to target specific body parts on opponents, potentially altering the course of a battle. Have you ever considered how the turn-based strategy of Fallout compares to the snap judgments we make outside of the gaming world? When it comes to the look and feel of Fallout, it is a visual and auditory masterpiece that transports you straight into its enthralling universe. The aesthetic juxtaposition of 1950s America with a dystopian future creates a distinct atmosphere, while the haunting soundtrack by Mark Morgan sets the perfect tone for venturing through the wasteland. Have you experienced any other game or film that marries the past and the future in such a harmonious yet unsettling way? A major aspect of Fallout that adds to its complexity is its moral ambiguity. The game doesn't pit clear good versus evil, instead presenting players with morally gray situations that challenge their ethics and decision-making. How do your own moral compasses navigate the murky waters of a game where every choice can have unforeseen consequences? So why did Fallout spark such a following that it grew into a valuable franchise? Apart from its innovative gameplay and storytelling, Fallout fills a niche fascination with post-apocalyptic survival. It plays on our fears and curiosities about nuclear fallout and the end of the world as we know it. Is there an allure to imagining the extremes of human resilience in the face of such total devastation? The legacy of Fallout runs deep, influencing a generation of RPGs and establishing a brand that has produced numerous sequels and spin-offs, including the massively popular Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas. Each installment builds upon the world and lore established by its predecessors, creating an intricate tapestry that continues to capture the imagination of gamers worldwide. The cultural influence of Fallout cannot be understated either. It has inspired everything from cosplay to artwork and even real-world discussions about survivalism and nuclear proliferation. Consider the way Fallout, has expanded beyond the realm of gaming into the collective conscious. Do you think the game has affected public perceptions of nuclear war and preparedness? As we wrap up today's exploration of Fallout, think about the ways in which games like this push the boundaries of storytelling and allow us to safely explore the darker aspects of humanity and our future. Fallout's enduring popularity is a testament to the power of interactive media to provoke thought, evoke emotion, and entertain all at once. Listeners, it's now your turn to journey into the wasteland. Engage with the article on Wikipedia to learn more about Fallout and its fascinating world. And I want to hear from you. What choices would you make in a morally ambiguous wasteland? How would you rebuild society from the ashes of the old world? Share your thoughts and survival strategies with us on social media, and let's continue the conversation. This has been Wikipedia, your deep dive into the archives of human knowledge. Keep questioning, keep exploring, and most importantly, never stop learning. Until next time, keep your Pip-Boys tuned to this frequency for more illuminating episodes.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Fallout, Video Game. Thanks for listening. See you next time.